Reisha, the first din is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's halacha, that a yochid could only make a matisa up until base asayim, not more than a base asayim. So it should also be shver, the one on kipaskin, let the rabbanon already. The sefer rabbanon, it's true, the last din you said, that's good, that's the rabbanon's halacha. That once you have a shayara, you could make the mechitzas around as big as you want, you can make the mechitzas. But of course, still shver. Why was the first din, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, one din kipaskin, let the rabbanon? So Drash Reish Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Dikoma Yochid Beis Asayim, that a Yochid only gets a Beis Asayim. The Rabbanon, because if you know according to Rabbanon, Afil Yochid Kosar Kun Yevinim, even a Yochid we give him as much as he wants. So how do you make this mixture? And the Gemara Poshet in Mishum Dikoyi Avua Bishitose, because we have in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, the first man Yom in the Mishnah, he also holds like this. So, they're like two man diyomim hold this shita. So they have only a yochid, only one person, he can't do more than a base asayim. Because in the Reish in the Mishnah it said, Divri Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda said that our Mishnah is only talking about a shayora. By a shayora we were matter, and by yochid we weren't matter. So, how is this theory in the Gemara? Reb Yehuda says we give a yochid a base asayim. The Gemara's teretz was true. When the Mishnah says only a shayora, not a yochid, it means more than a base asayim. That if you have a shayor with at least three people, then the rabbanon will make all. You can make the enclosure as big as you want, more as much as you want. But when does Rabbi Yehuda say a yochid not? That means more than a beis asayim. He says yochid only gets a beis asayim, and by a shayor is the kul as big as you want. So since there's a Rabbi Yehuda and there's a Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda also, both of them hold that a yochid, one person, only gets a beis asayim, not more. So therefore we pass them like them. Even though there's a rabbanon sheet that holds the yochid is the same thing like a shayara, that you get as much as you want. But since like Kopanim, you have two people passing this way, you can pass them like them. So therefore, a yochid only has etta to make mechitzas up until a beis asayim. Even if you want to live there that Shabbos, more than a beis asayim you can't make. But once you have three people together, then you can make it as big as you want. Then we hold takalat rabbanon. And like a Yehud in the Mishnah, that a Shayorah can make as big as they want, but by the providing, like it says in the Gemara, there's not a base assigned ponui. If you enclose the area, you have to be able to use it and put your kelim all around there, like a picture to 238 or 239, you shouldn't leave over though a base assigned ponui. If the area left over not being used is the share of a base assigned, that share, that mokum becomes a caramelist, and therefore it asks on the other mokum you can't carry. Because we have Yehuda, which is the father of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, also holds like this shita. Therefore, he passes like that. Trashi in mishum the koy avu b'shitose gabi yochid kam Rabbi Yehuda nami diyei noisin loy elu beis asayim b'mechitza shesi ayorev. But since Rabbi Yehuda also holds like that, we pass like this. Namar Omarav Gidu Omarav Shloisha. If you have three people living out in these fields for Shabbos, they want to make a mechitza, is b'chomesh asurin. From sometimes with five saws it's us already, and v'sheva mutarin. Sometimes with seven saws, if the enclosure is so big, it includes seven saws, sometimes it's mutar. So Rashi shloisha b'chomesh asurin, klaima. Pomim gimel anoshim. Sometimes if you have three people living out in the fields, asurim afilu b'chomesh soin. It could even be also for them to make such mechitzes just of orev, or else just of shesi. Still it could be possible even though it's only five soin wide. And sometimes it's mutter, even though it's seven soin wide. What's the locha? What's the svarim? Or questions? Omalei, Omar Rav Ochi. He said the Rav says such a locha. It doesn't make sense. If five is lost, how could seven be mutter? Did Rav Taka say this? Omalehu, like he answered back with a shvua. Yes, he said it. Omalu araisa neviyok sivi, like the Torah and the Neviim and the Ksuvim. The Omar Rav Ochi. This is the way Rav Taka said. So Rashi said, like Lushan Shvu, he said, this is what he said. And Amar Rav Ashi, my kasha, what's so shver to understand this din? This is what he meant to say. Dilma hochi koma, this is what he meant to say. Hutruchu l'sheish, let's say true, you had three people there, right? And all they needed was just six saws. They didn't need more than six saws. That's how much material and behemoth they had to use up the area of six saws. Then v'kifu b'sheva, so they made an extra saw extra. They made a hekif all around the mechitz of seven saws. Is alocha afilu b'sheva mutarim. Still it's mutar. Since the extra, the ponui, is less than beis asayim, it's not a mutar. Let's take a picture 238. The extra part is only a small part left over. It's less than a beis asayim. It's only one saw extra. So it doesn't have a din karmelis to it. So they don't ask them. The people inside, these three people inside, can use the whole area. Let's say lehutzchel lechomish. Let's say the three people here only needed five saws. That's all they needed. They kifu b'sheva, and now they made a big enclosure that included seven saws. So come to say if they have an extra two saw they don't need. The locher is the whole thing is awesome. Is afilu b'chamesh asurin. They can't even use b'metatl in the chamesh that they need, because since there are two saws left over, that becomes a karmelis, and it becomes a karmelis and asses on the other part. So therefore, it's mutter. That's the hesber here. Skits this goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. This din. Rav is going according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that even with three people, we only give them two saws apiece. But providing again, there's not an extra base of sign. Or the Friyamis could be no. Friyamis could even be going according to Rabban also. It could even be this din. It could even be according to Rabban also. Because Rabban also must, even though you give them as much as they want, but providing you don't have a base of sign extra. Whenever you have a base of sign extra and not used, that has a shame karmless, and it would answer on the rest of the mechitzah. So this could go according to Rabbanon also. Once you have an extra base of sign, that answers on everything. For the more of Yeloho diktoni, O bavach lo yehe base of sign ponui, my love, ponum yodim. What does it mean, base? You shouldn't have an extra base of sign? It means you shouldn't have more than you have people. Like Lamoshom. Let's say here, you have three people. So three people, each one has a right to have two sasayim. So we have seven sasayim, why is it usur? Since you have three people, they're allowed to use six saws, so it shouldn't be usur. His mila ponum yodim shemin, let's say you only have three people, and you made eight sasayim. That should be usur. Because you have three people, they could only use six, and you have an extra two, eight, that should be usur. But the kura here, if you only have seven, it should be mutter. Have to gemara loy. It doesn't matter how many people you have. It means how much place you're using where you're going to put your kelim around there. So even if you have 10 people, like a picture 239, even if you have 10 people here, but if you only have a small amount of kelim that you're only going to use half of the area, and the other area is open, is ponui, empty, when it's bigger than a base of sayim, then it becomes awesome. It's not totally in people, it's totally in kelim. So more itma. What's going to be the halacha shloisha? Mitchila, beginning of Shabbos, there were three people living in this area. So the kids said they made it, they're allowed to make it then, either as big as they want according to Rabbanan, or else according to Rabbi Yosef, they made it six saws. Now, in the middle of Shabbos, one of them died. So now, what's the halacha? The rest of Shabbos, can the other two be metaltel or not? Do we say now that there's only two people using it, it's too big? Or do we say no, since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutter, it's hutter for the whole Shabbos already? Rashi, you may echad mihem b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. Right? Hu adin ashnayim. Metchila, you only have two people living here. And they made the area too big. Let's say they made it six saws wide. So it's too much for two people. Two people can only use four. Or can only make two saws two people could use. V'nisoysfu alayim. And the middle of Shabbos, they had a guest that came there. Now they have three people living in this area. What about now? Was it mutter to be metalto now in the middle of Shabbos? Can you get a heter? Trashim Yisrael for laying b'Shabbos? Is it mutter or not? Now you have three people living there. So since it's six saws wide, for three people it's mutter. So do we say since the beginning of Shabbos there were only two people, it was usur? Or else no, go b'usur right now. Now you have three people living there, it should be mutter. So it's a machlokes. Morafuna of Rebbe Yitzchok. Chadoma Shabbos Geremis. It's totally in Shabbos means at the beginning of Shabbos. So Trashim Shabbos Geremis. At the beginning of Shabbos, you have three people living there, so it was mutter. Then one was mace. And mace echad mehen, hoyel v'garem is Shabbos latir. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, the heter was chal, you have three people then. You can make as big as you want, according to Rabbonin, is mutter and hashnayim. The two that's left over now are still mutter. And I feel the Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that when you have only two people, it's only mutter, a base of sayim, not more. But here, since the beginning of Shabbos, you had more. Since you go bust at the beginning of Shabbos, that's the yikr. So I feel the Rabbi Yehuda, shenayim, ve'ekifu yesel base of sayim. Let's say the second case. We're beginning of Shabbos, you have only two people living there. And they made the heck if they made the mechitzas around more than a base of sayim. That's usur. Now, afal pishin, it's usfaleim durin, even though in the middle of Shabbos, new people come to live here. I tell you, still the locher is asurin. Still it's usur. Why? According to Rabbi Yehuda. Hoyeluk ashenichnes, so Shabbos, garmal yisur. Because the whole din is told at the beginning of Shabbos. If it was hutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it's hutter the whole Shabbos. If it was usur at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains usur the whole Shabbos. That's what one says. The Chadama once says a Surah, no, the urine Gorman. You go boss to the Messias when people are living there. Kol Zaman, you have three people living there, it's Mutter. But one person is Mace, it becomes Osir, or Fakir. Beginning, you have two people, it's Osir. Now that you have a third person, it becomes Mutter. Trashi urine Gorman. Gimel, Umeis Echad Mihem, the Bots, with urine, now you have less than three people, Asurin. Now it becomes Osir. Im Hekifa, Yaisu, Besasayim. If you have more than a Besasayim, it's only for a Yochid, for one or two people, it's only Mutter until a Besasayim. Let's say Shnayim, beginning of Shabbos, you had only two people. So then it was Osir, because they had more than a Beis HaSayim. V'nisus v'aleim, and now in the middle of Shabbos, more people came to them. Is a lochem mutarn, it becomes mutter. Yikud urine, because you go boss to the Messias, calls the man you're living there. About now you have three people living there, it's mutter. So that's the smachlokes. So the Gemara, Tistayim Avring Yiraiah, the Rav Huna Hu Diyoma Shabbos Geremes. Rav Huna, he's the one that says that Shabbos is totally the beginning of Shabbos. What's the Raya? Diyoma Rabba. Boyim Rav Huna. They asked the Shalom from Rav Huna. Uboyim Rav Yehuda. And they asked the same Shalom from Rav Yehuda. Erev Derech HaPesach. They made an Erev between two Chatzerim that were next to one another, and there was a door in between them. So they made an Erev in order to make an Eruv HaChatzeris al Smach to be able to carry through this door. V'nistam HaPesach. And in the middle of Shabbos now, this door became Sosim. A pile of bricks fell there and closed up the door. Arel Derech HaChaloyim. Mitchilah, they made an Erev, and there's an Erev Chatzeris, the two Chatzerim, you have to have some way of going through one to the other. So then you make an Eruv HaChatzeris, you let it carry one into the other. So Mitchilah, they were Samech on the window. There was a big window there, more than a Tefach by a Tefach. It's a good way to go through. So they made an Erev because of the window. Now, the Nispam HaChaloyim, in the middle of the Shabbos, the Chaloyim, he got stuffed up. Isma, what's the locha? They asked him, is it still called the good Eruv HaChatzeris or not? Rashi, Erev Derech HaPesach v'Nisma Pesach, Imhoyu Beis Chatzeris. There are two Chatzeris, one next to another. O Pesach b'neim, and a door in between them. The Erevu Derech HaPesach, and they made an Erev in between because of this Pesach. V'Nisma Ma Pesach, and now the Pesach got closed up. O Imhoyu Beis Chanuyis. There were two stores. O Pesach b'neim, and a door in between them. The Erevu Adasa Pesach. They made an Erev to carry from one apartment to another apartment because of this door. The Yashav Nistam b'Shabbos. Now it's closed up on Shabbos. Shenofla k'neged ma'perlas. A lot of bricks fell k'neged it. Maho. What's the locha? Mishar l'ishta mushe derech shara chalonis. The pshat is there are other ways of handing from one chutz to another chutz, or from one room to another room. There are other windows there. Hapchusas midalad. The less than dalad tfochem, adalad tfochem. Shein ruyis lirif. It's not enough shear to make an Eruv HaChatzeris with. K'naminu perkei chaloyim. We'll see later that in order to make an Eruv HaChatzeris, you have to have a good entrance from one chutz to another chutz. If you have a window, the window has to at least, not a tefach, I said before, it has to at least be dalad tfochem, adalad tfochem. If the window is dalad tfochem, adalad tfochem, that's called the good pesach. It could go through, you couldn't make an error. Now here, the good Pesach got closed up. These small chaloinis that you can hand through are less than dalas fochim. So now you don't have any good Pesach between one chutzah and another chutzah. Maho, what's the lochanach can you still carry? Since at the beginning of Shabbos it was mutum, or do we say now there's no Pesach between the two of them, it should remain otzer. Vaita v'yomali, Rabba and Rav Huna answered back, Shabbos, hoyavu hutru hutru. About at the beginning of Shabbos, it was Mutti, he made a good Eruv HaChatzeris, and he had a good Pesach between the two Chatzerim. Since it was Chal the Heter, it's Hutta for those Shabbos. So this time, you see, Klor Rav Huna, the one that holds the Sfara. You go boss at the beginning of Shabbos, at the beginning of Shabbos, the Eruv HaChatzeris was Chal, made a lot of carry those Shabbos, even though now the Pesach got clogged up, and you only want a hand between a small window, that window itself doesn't have a Shem Pesach. So the Chura, let's say now the Din Eruv HaChatzeris is Botel, still we say no. Since at the beginning of Shabbos it was Hutru, it remains Hutru those Shabbos. So the Gei Tawa Shalom also. Since at the beginning of Shabbos you have three people living there, it was Hutru to Metalt in this place that's more than Beis HaSayim, you have the Heter those Shabbos. Even though one person dies in the middle of Shabbos, so what? Still the Heter remains. Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph right in the middle, again between the Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yitzchak. So at this time Rav Huna holds like that, and who is the other man? The Yama Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yitzchak holds Faket, that's totally in the urine. Now that Gemara Lema Rav Huna Rav Yitzchak Veplukta the Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda Kamiflagi. Let's say their Machlokes is totally in the Machlokes Tanoim. screw this will be a kasher. If you have a machlokes tanoim, usually you don't make a machlokes amaroyim, and the same machlokes you have a machlokes tanoim. So why we're having a machlokes rabunim of Yitzchok? Do you go boss at the beginning of Shabbos by Hilchos Ervin, or do you go boss no the Mitzias? What happens in the middle of Shabbos? So the same machlokes is a machlokes tanoim, Reb Yosef and Reb Yehuda. The Tanan, chotzer shenifritzo mishtei ruchaser. He had a chotzer that had material at the beginning of Shabbos, it had four walls to it. Now in the middle of Shabbos, both sides opened up.
What?
245. Yeah. 245, yeah. Mr. Tan, you have a chotzer that on two sides of the wall caved in. Same thing, you have a house. From both sides, two sides of the wall, it caved in on Shabbos. So, come to say the now, there shouldn't be a heter to metalkel in this house on Shabbos, which you don't have four good walls on this house on Shabbos. So, what's the law? Are you still allowed to carry inside on Shabbos or not? Rashi, chotze shenifrit saw b'Shabbos mishtei ruchaser. The Vosha Perek called Gagas, my time and look at Bez ruchaser. We'll see later why it puts off your two ruchaser. A kopon of the pshat is that the way it is right now, there wouldn't be a heter to metalkel. No, the only tzad that he can give a heter is, since at the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter, the heter is still here. Same thing, you have a movi that had three walls to it. And how were you matter to carry? Because you had a lechi and a kaira. Now in the middle of Shabbos, the kaira and the lechi fell down in the middle of Shabbos. It's still the lochom mutorin liyosa Shabbos. For this Shabbos, you are allowed to carry there. Thus out the first man diyoma. Why? The asurin lost it lovely. But for next Shabbos, avada it's also. Divir Reb Yehuda. Asayaf Reb Yehuda. So you see, you go boss at the beginning of Shabbos. Since at the beginning of Shabbos there was a lechi, there was a kaira, there were good mechitzes, it's mutter. I in the middle of Shabbos the mechitzes break down a little bit, still it's mutter. Thus how Reb Yehuda. Reb Yosi Yoyman Nain, in mutarim loisa Shabbos, mutarim loisa lovi. Reb Yeki comes to say that since it's osir for next Shabbos, it's still osir for this Shabbos. He also can't make a difference. It's Mamonashach. If you want to say it's mutter for this Shabbos, you have to say it's mutter for next Shabbos also. No, v'yim asurim lost lovoy. But pshita, since for next Shabbos avadim it's possible. Because the mice, you have no lechi now for this movi. You have no kura now for this movi. Or v'zoy asurim liyos Shabbos. So pshita avadim is still also for this Shabbos. Avad asurim liyos Shabbos. That's Reb Yosi Shita. So who you see is told in the same athletes. To be go boss at the beginning of Shabbos. That's Reb Yehuda's Shita. Therefore, since the beginning it was a good mechitza, it was a good mavli, it's mutter. And Reb Yosi says, no, you go bosser right now. Now that the lechi came down, it becomes osser. It's the Chur Lema, Rav Huna, the Yomak Reb Yehuda. Rav Huna says, you go bosser at the beginning of Shabbos, holds like Reb Yehuda, you go bosser at the beginning of Shabbos. Reb Yitzchok, that says, you go bosser Durin, that if one person dies, now it becomes osser, the Chur the Yomak Reb Yosi. He goes like Reb Yosi, that says, now if the mavli lost its lechi, lost its kaira, it becomes osser. So, who the machlekes amaroyim atolim? This machlekes tanoim. Rashi mutarim liyosu Shabbos. The Armin hoyel v'hutru hutru. Reb Yosi Omar in mutarim. And before she perak kol agagnes, Reb Yosi liiser. Yosi means to aser. Rochi koma. Kishem shasrum lasa lo v'kach asrum liyosu Shabbos. Alma le Armin hoyel v'hutru hutru. Could Reb Yitzchok? You see, you don't say oh hoyel v'hutru hutru. So, who you see? It's machlekes tanoim here. So, the Gemara maybe no. Ad kan loy kam Reb Yosi Hossam. When does Reb Yosi say that you don't say, you don't go boss at the beginning of Shabbos, but you say since the lechi came down, now it's osur. Ad kan loy kam Reb Yosi Hossam elo dilas nayel mechitzes. I tell you, here it's worse. Here the lechi came down in the middle of Shabbos, you have no fourth mechitza there. Or here the bias, the two walls caved in. So you don't have good mechitzas now. Where it's a chsern in the mechitza, then avadi go bosser right now. Abaholcha, Alva Friedrich Isharla. There you made a good mechitzas all around. The mechitza didn't cave down. It's the only question, you made too big of a mechitzas. So Metchilu the Shabbos, you had three people there, we say it was mutter. Now that one person dies, you want to say it becomes osa now, because you only have two people, maybe no, there is moedis to mutter. Abaholcha is nai le mechitzas. Since Lamaisa, the Mechitzas are still up, just that the people became less. Maybe the Rabbi Yosi is also asking that about the beginning of Shabbos, he had three people there, was mutter to carry, it's still mutter to carry now. When does Rabbi Yosi say you go bosser right now, where it's a chsar and the Mechitzas, where the Mechitzas fell down? That's a big absurd. But in our case, where you have the Mechitzas going around, the Shesi going around, it's only a chsar that one person died, maybe there is Maida, Hayel Hutru Hutru. Weiter, Rabbi Yitzchok, Gamer Rabbi Yitzchok, say, Ano di Yamra filu Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yitzchok says, no, you go boss a diurin, means now that one person died, you only have two people here, it's Osir. I even go according to Rabbi Yehuda. I have Yehuda here, says by the Mavri, since at the beginning of Shabbos you had the Lechi, it's Hutter. Is that, Kan lo kam Rabbi Yehuda Hosam, when does Rabbi Yehuda say that you go boss at the beginning of Shabbos, Elo di Yisnai le diurin? Our component of people were living there. As according to Rabbi Yitzchok, the Iker is where people live there. But since the beginning of Shabbos, you already lived in this Chosar. You already lived in the Bayis. You already lived in the Movi. Since you started to live there at the beginning of Shabbos, that's why it's Hutta the whole Shabbos, because the urine is still there. Abahokal is not the urine. According to Rabbi Yitzchok, the Iker is the people have to be there to use the Mechitza. But now that the beginning of Shabbos, you have three people using this Mechitza, which was Mutter. But now that one person died, you don't have enough to use the Mechitza. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the kids of the Machlekes Amoraim are not totally the Machlekes Tanoim. Both Amora said that his sheet goes according to both of the Tanoim. Those are two different Machlekes. Either Mechitzas are worse, because there you're missing the Mechitza. Mashenkim Bayos, you have the good Mechitza. Else if Yitzchak says, no, the Ikri is to have the Diurin, people there. So here, where the house caved in, Akoporim, you have the people living there. That's why it's Hutter. Mashenkim Bayos, if one person died, you don't have the Diurin, there it's worse. Weiter, der Chol Moimrim, Echot Mishnei Dvorim. The last Chachom in the Mishnah said, you can make the Mechitza from either one. Either Shesi or else Orit. Either one. For the Gemara, Hainal Tanakama. The Chor has the same Chachom as the Tanakama. First, the Mishnah said, Dvi Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, there's only a Hefer for Shayoro, and not for Yochid. Then it says, the Chol Moimrim, though, Lo Dibri Bashoro, Ela Behoiva. The Chol said, no, the Mishnah only says Shayoro, because that's the usual case. But who adin for Yochid can make any type of a mechitza? So that was one chacham that said that a Yochid can make any mechitza, even a shesi or an oruv. So what do we need another time, the chacham at the end of the Mishnah to say, the chacham moimrim echad mishnei devorim. The chur has a hainu hach, that's kind of kama. What do we have to say it two times for? And the Gemara, ikra benayo, Yochid b'yishiv. Now if Geminer is a Yochid, where he's home at his house, not that he's out camping, outside traveling, but he's at home. That's enough Gemina. Can a Yochid at home, can he also make these bad mechitzes of just Shesi or Erev? So Drash, Ike b'nai Yochid b'yishim. The Tana kama the kama. L'adibu b'shayor ala b'hoiva. U'l'olam Yochid nami muter. I'll tell you dafka Yochid dumi d'shayorom. He's talking about dafka d'b'derech. When he says, the Tanakhama says that a Yochid could also make it, but he has to be in the same matzav as the Shayorim. That means that he's traveling around. Since he's traveling, then the Rabbanim will make it. He would be at home, maybe there we wouldn't be Mekel. Since you're at home, make it ready good Mechitzas, Dafka Shesi Vorev. Rabbanim Basroi, but the last Rabbanim of the Mishnah, Amos the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda called Mahadri. They call me Eina Mechitzas. Loi B'derech, Loi B'yishuv. He says a Loshin, it's not called a Mechitzah at all. V'yamu Le Rabbanim, Rabbanim answer back, no. Echot Mishnei Devorim, Oi Shesi, Oi Oriv. Mechitzahi. You can make your Mechitzah either just from strings or just from Kanim going up. Echot Yochid, V'yechot Rabbin, Bein B'derech, Bein B'yishuv. So that's an Afkamina that the last Chachamim is a bigger Mechel. The Loch we hold about we hold the Maisa like Rabbi Yehuda, that even a Yochid, if he makes these mechitzas, he can't make it more than a Beis Hasayim. More than a Beis Hasayim Taker it's Osir, even for Yochid, even when he's outside camping. So the only time you have to make more than a Beis Hasayim is if you have three people. When you have three people, then we hold you can make it as big as you want, but providing you don't have an extra Beis Hasayim. So the Mishnah. Arbo Dvorim Potru B'machne. When people go out to have Mechoma, go out to have a fight, the Rabbana will make on four things. Trashi B'machne, Yoytzila Mechoma. They will make on four things. Mevi'in Eitzim Mikomokim. You're allowed to take wood wherever you find it. There's no Shail of Gezel. Trashi Mevi'in Eitzim, Vi'in Choshim Gezel. You're out fighting in the woods, and you need wood. You're out fighting in the woods, and you need wood to make a fire. You're allowed to take the wood, even though it belongs to somebody. There's no Issa Gezel. Tikkun the Rabbana. They don't have to wash the hands. Before they eat bread, they don't have to wash the hands. The Rabbanim will make all, if you're out fighting, you don't have to have tilsh yadayim before you wash, before you eat. Umidmai, they're potter from demai, they're allowed to eat demai. It's a suffix if you bought two from an am horus. And you're a suffix if you took off maisus or not, you're allowed to give it to an army man. Umilarif, if they're out fighting on Shabbos, they don't have to have an eruvah chatzeris. The drashi milerev eruv lechatzeris. Rabbanu will make a lot of be metalkel even without an eruv lechatzeris. As a lot of they have the dal mechitzas around them, they're in apartments, but they didn't make an eruv lechatzeris. Still, it's mutter. In mekifu elu vielu umechitzas maspekas b'nayim v'yesham pesach ein tzrichim lerev. If they made good mechitzas, just to have a pesach between the two chaserim, and they didn't make an aruvah chaseris, the rabbanon will make it by the army men. They don't have to make an aruvah chaseris. Zot Gemara. Tana rabbanon, machne hayotis lamochamas rishus. When you go out to have a mochama, mochamas rishus. Trashi mochamas rishus means stam mochamas rishus. Most mochamas that the Yidden did were mochamas rishus. Mi mochamas Yeshua v'yelch. After the Mechemes of Yeshua, when they captured Eretz Yisrael, Shehi hoist the Mechemes Mitzvah. His capturing Eretz Yisrael, that was called the Mechemes Mitzvah. But after that, the Mechemes, most of them were called Mechemes Rishus. So if you go to have a Mechem of a Rishus, that means time the enemies come to you. You have to protect yourself to go out to fight back. Is Mutarim Begezel Eitzim, Yuvashim. You're allowed to go in the fields and steal, like take wood, even dried out wood. Trash Eitzim Yuvashim, Chol Shechein Lachim, about if they're wet woods. We have Yehuda ben Tamer Omer, Avchaynim b'chol mokum. They're allowed to camp wherever they want, any property. God can't throw you out of his property. Ogumokim shenorgu shom nikbarim. If they're killed wherever they're killed, that's where they get buried. That's the mokum kfur. Zatgemara, mutarim begezel eitzim yivashim. That there's a new takon. If you go out to have mochama, you're allowed to take wood, even though it's dried out wood. For the Gemara, hay takan to the Yeshua heavy. This was a friedika takonim that Yeshua made. The Yom Amar, we have the Gemara in Baba Kama that says, Asara Tanoim Hisno Yeshua. Yeshua made 10 Tanoim when the Eden first came to live in Eretz Yisrael. He made 10 Tanoim to the people living in Eretz Yisrael. She Yomarim Bechorshim. They made a takono that if you own the forest, you have to let people come in and pasture their fields, their behemoths there. And since in the forest you don't use the grass anyway, so you might as well let somebody come in and pasture there his behemoths. Rashi Asara Tanoin, Baba Kama Perak Muba, Shemar Bechoshim, She Kol Odom, Moilich, Bei Moisav, Leroy's Biyar Shechaveroi. You'll have to take your animals and let them graze in the forest of your friend. Vulo Yakvid Balayar, and the owner of the forest should not be Makvid. Hushum the Lavlik Sirikoi, Mamanashuk, in the forest, you're not going to use that grass anyway. It's like Zen Nenim, Zele Choser, was at the Konos Yeshua, you can't be Makvid. You have to let people come in and be Chorish there. O malaktim eitzin misa desayim. You're allowed to gather together wood from other persons' soda. So this lav dafka for mochama. This is anybody he was mekel that you shouldn't be makbed on the twigs on your ground. You can let somebody come and take away the twigs. So kurtz shlira. Why does our mishnah say it's a new takana by mochama? And there Yeshua made a takana for anybody. The teretz is hosam behiz mivhigi. Yeshua made a takana for mamish poshed the twigs that has no use. That's where his maker, anybody can take it. Here that the corner is, even though you have a good piece of wood, that the Chura, the buyer, them wants it, still, b'shas mukhama, then we say, not supposed to be makvid, and you're supposed to let the army men take their wood. In army, another terrace says, hosam b'mechuborim, hocha betlushim. Trashi, hocha betlushim, it's cut off already. Afa pisha tlushim, habaylim lutzorkan hesek. Even though the Biden cut off the wood already for his own purpose, use it for firewood, still, v'yeshpe mishum gezel, I would think is an isa gezel, eitz lacherim, mutli anchi machana. His here, they made a new takona, v'yat fighting, mochama, you're allowed to take wood that the Bilem already chopped off the tree. Even though he chopped it down to use for his firewood, the Rabbanu will make it, you could use it for yourself. Yeshua only made a takona, you're allowed to pull off the wood off the trees. That's all. But if the Bilem already cut down the wood to use for himself, al takonas Yeshua, you're not allowed to take somebody else's wood. You're only allowed to take somebody else's wood when it's still on the tree. Here, Mishum Machna, when you're out fighting, the Rabbanu gave a new kula, that you're allowed to even go to the Bilem and take away his wood that he cut down already. Inami Hosam Balachim Ochib Yavashim. The Yeshua was only makel by Lachim wet wood, very fresh wood, it's not so good yet. Mashing Hochib Yavashim. Here they're even makel of the wood already dried out, this good wood. So al takonas Yeshua would be also to take somebody else's dried out wood. But here, Mishum Machana will makel, even though it's dried out wood, you're allowed to take it. When the army men, they're allowed in camp wherever they want, they can put up their tents and stay there for the night. Wherever they get killed, that's where they're supposed to have the kfura. For the Gemara Pshita, avadi you bury them where they were killed. Lechura meis mitzvah. This is called the meis mitzvahu. O meis mitzvah locher is kainem a kaimai. There's about zundra locher. Anytime a meis mitzvah, wherever you find him, a locher is he's kainem a kaimai. Wherever you find him, you're supposed to bury him there. So it's not dafka takona by mochama. It's takona for any meis mitzvah. Trashi meis mitzvah baramash beitz vis kainem a kaimai. Echod meyuk tanoim shisn yeshuhu. And this is also one of the ten tanoim Yeshua made. That a meis mitzvah, you find somebody dead in the middle of the street, you're supposed to bury him there. So what's the chiddush of anshei mochama? And the Gemara loy tzricha afagav the is le kovrim. That says we're talking about an army man